Chapter 9. A Ghost from the Past. It was about 11 o'clock one Sunday morning. The smell of bacon had woken Susan from her sleep. She came downstairs to the dining room and sat down in her usual seat at the table.
"Come on, Jack," she called. "I'm hungry."
"Here you are, Queen Sue," said Jack, as he entered the room, holding the breakfast tray and carrying the newspaper under his arm.
He put the food and the paper on the table and sat down opposite Susan.
"How's everything at work?"
asked Susan, as she began to eat her breakfast hungrily.
"Same as always," replied Jack. "What about you?"
"We're supposed to be starting a new trial tomorrow," replied Susan. "I'm looking forward to it. It should be interesting," she added, finishing the last piece of bacon on her plate. There was some bacon on Jack's plate. With a laugh, Susan took it and quickly ate it.
"Hey," said Jack, pretending to be angry. "I was just going to eat that."
When they'd both finished breakfast, Susan cleared the table. She came back a short time later and went to sit near the window, leaving Jack to read the newspaper.
"Boring, boring, boring," said Jack, after he'd read every page from top to bottom.
He threw the paper onto the table and went to lie on the sofa. Suddenly, Jack sat up straight and Susan turned to look at him. All the colour had gone from his face. Susan wondered what was wrong. Jack looked as though he had seen a ghost. Jack took the newspaper from the table and searched through it until he found what he was looking for. He showed Susan a picture of a man. Susan didn't know who he was. Jack explained that although the name Lawrence Forrester was written under the photograph, the man's real name was Frankie Lewis.
"So what if his name's Frankie Lewis?" said Susan, wondering why seeing the photo had upset her brother. "Frankie Lewis! And someone named... oh, what was his name?"
Jack said, trying to remember.
"Yes, I remember now. The other man's name was Monty. Well, they came to visit Dad several weeks before the motocross championship."
"Lots of people came to visit Dad," said Susan, "especially riders who wanted their bikes repaired."
"Frankie Lewis and Monty didn't look like riders to me," said Jack.
"Go on," said Susan.
"I remember the first time that I saw them, Dad sent me out of the garage to get something to eat. When I came back, they were arguing. I couldn't hear what they were arguing about, but Dad looked really upset and angry."
"They could have been arguing about anything. People do argue about things, you know," Susan smiled.
Jack sighed.
"They were arguing about something important. I'm certain of that," he said. "But I don't know what it was."
"I don't know why you're trying to make something out of nothing," said Susan. "What difference does it make if they argued? Dad's dead, and that's the end of it."
"Don't you see?" Jack went on. "They argued, and then a few weeks later, Dad was dead. Don't you think it's a bit of a coincidence?"
"Dad died of a drug overdose,"
it was hard for Susan to say.
"We have to remember, Jack, whether we like it or not. Dad was a drug addict."
"I still don't believe that Dad did that," said Jack.
"Did what? Died of a drug overdose or became a drug addict?"
Susan asked Jack.
"Uncle Tommy told us that Dad was a drug addict when he was younger. Don't you know how hard it is to quit drugs?" she said, putting her arm around Jack's shoulder. "You were always closer to Dad than I was. I know that. But I didn't love him less than you did. I also didn't want to believe that Dad could do all that. But he did."
"Does that mean we have to forget all about it?" asked Jack, turning and leaving the room.
Susan heard him walk upstairs to his bedroom and close the door loudly. A few minutes later, he came down again. Susan was still in the dining room, the newspaper open at the page that Jack had been looking at.
"I'm sorry, Susan," Jack apologised. "We're arguing as though we can change things."
"That's just it, Jack," said Susan. "We can't. So let's not think about it any more."
"I'd still like to know what they argued about," said Jack.
"And how are you going to do that?"
Susan asked.
"I don't know, but I'll find a way," replied Jack.